The Israel Report with Rolly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Shalom, Rolene. All good in Israel?
All is good in Israel. I tell you, I'm also getting FOMO listening to all those speakers.
It's incredible, Rolene. Absolutely incredible.
I have to tell you guys, nobody does it like the South African Jewish community.
That's true.
Nobody, hands down.
Yeah. 100%. 100%.
Truth to that. Rolene, I'm going to start at the end because you've got a very interesting item that is going to affect everybody that I'm most interested in. Likud primaries, what does this bode for Bibi?
Are you starting at the end?
I'm starting at the end.
Because we are Israeli and we read from the other way around.
No, it's just so significant because the knives seem out.
It is significant.
It's insignificant?
It is significant. It is hugely significant. We have a huge day today for the Likud for a variety of reasons. First of all, it's the primaries and, you know, all eyes are on the major parties to see, you know, how their lists are going to pan out. But, you know, at the moment, there, of course, is a lot of controversy around the Likud because of what could be impending criminal charges against Bibi Netanyahu. And if there are charges laid against him, will he have to step down? Will they be before the April 9th elections, after the April 9th elections? If he is indicted, is he going to step down as the leader of the Likud? So that's the one question. The other big issue is, exciting headline for the day, is that Gideon Sa'ar, who was a former Likud member of Knesset and minister in the government, has re-entered politics after a five-year hiatus. And he has, he was originally tipped to be one of Bibi's great successors. Now, if you remember, a couple of months ago, we spoke about the fact that Netanyahu accused Sa'ar and others of trying to conduct a putsch. I mean, we had this whole discussion about use of the word putsch, and, you know, we don't like it so much. But Sa'ar today trying to play down the drama and saying that, you know, he's there to extend a hand to Netanyahu and support Netanyahu, and, you know, you shouldn't really listen to the scandal mongers. But it remains to be seen, because if there are criminal charges filed against Bibi, whoever are the MKs with the most support in these primaries will be the possible successors for the head of the Likud party. And depending on how well they perform in the upcoming elections, we could have a new prime minister. Although polls currently have Gantz, Benny Gantz, the former IDF chief, Ramatkal, who started Chosel Yisrael, his polls have him performing very, very strong. And David Horowitz, the editor-in-chief of the Times of Israel, saying that these elections are going to be a tale of two Bennies, definitely.
Very, very interesting. Moving on to Trump's State of the Nation speech, what can we expect?
Well, this is what we in Israel want to know, what we can expect. President Trump, his State of the Union speech tonight was delayed because of issues in the government regarding the wall. Will it be built? Won't it be built? Will the impasse be moved? Will the bipartisanship between the Democrats and the Republicans come to an end? Highly unlikely. And the government shutdown, which is now back to work for the U.S. government. But he has said that it's going to be a unifying speech, it's going to be a visionary speech, and it's going to be an optimistic speech. Now, it could be optimistic from the point of view that he might focus very strongly on the economy. However, we here in Israel are waiting for two things. Number one, what is he going to be saying about Iran? Yeah. Will Iran come up because of the recent withdrawal of troops from Syria? And the other issue is, will he drop us a crumb about the Middle East peace plan? You know, it's been postponed and postponed and postponed. And we want to know, is there going to be something mentioned about this possible peace plan? Nobody seems to know what's in the peace plan except those in the know, and we in Israel want to know.
Oh, all right. Well, we will wait and see. And UK Labour MPs demanding answers from leaders regarding anti-Semitism.
Well, before we discuss it, I want to just discuss a very special guest who will be part of the State of the Union speech tonight. And as is presidential tradition, the president always invites a special guest or special guests to be present in the hall when he does his State of the Union. And tonight's very special guest is Holocaust survivor and survivor of the Pittsburgh shootings, Judith Sumay. He will be Trump's special guest, and if you don't know about Judith Sumay, he was born in Hungary. He survived Bergen-Belsen death camp. He lived in Israel and then immigrated to the U.S. Only to survive the horrendous shootings on October the 27th at Pittsburgh Tree of Life. So a very, very honored guest tonight. But yeah, let's jump over the ocean or over the pond, as they say, and off to the UK. And I don't know, this is just like the scandal that never seems to be sorted out. Mm-hmm. But hopefully we have a move in the right direction. So lawmakers within Britain's Labour Party have unanimously passed a motion, and they are demanding that the party leaders start to provide detailed data in writing on how they are handling complaints about anti-Semitism. Now, we've been following the story for a long time, and the Labour Party has been dogged with allegations of anti-Semitism, and not to mention the head of the party, Jeremy Corbyn, who many of us think is an arch anti-Semite, although he allegedly wasn't at these incidents or didn't say them or wasn't present at the time. But a lot of Jewish members of the Labour Party, quite frankly, frightened for their lives. And, you know, we can't forget the very sobering image of Luciana Berger, who's a Jewish member of parliament for the Labour Party, having to be escorted in and out of the Houses of Parliament by police for fears for her safety from members of the Labour Party and Momentum, which is an organization within the Labour Party. So this is really, really dogged the party and threatens to divide this once venerated institution. So now the demands are what is going to be done, if something at all.
Rolene, we've got less than a minute, so I want to jump very quickly back over the channel, over the pond, back to America. There was a story,
just jumping
left, right, all over the place. There was an article this morning or yesterday about Trump appointing an envoy or an envoy for anti-Semitism. I don't know about this post. Do you know anything about this position that's being filled?
Yes. So it's going to be filled by Imran Khan, and he's a very, very well-known friend to a lot of advocacy organizations. This is a post that has been vacant for 2 years, and people have been waiting, and the Jewish community in the United States have been waiting for somebody to be appointed to this position. So if we look at, you know, it's one of those envoy situations. So who is he? He is a U.S. Army vet who served in Iraq, and he's a former president of the Jewish fraternity Alpha Epsilon Pi, and worked as a prosecutor prosecuting gangs. And the whole fraternity thing is very new to us. We don't have fraternities. But apparently the Jewish community in the United States have said they look very, very forward to working with him, and they hope that he will take into consideration anti-Semitism from the far right and the far left as well. So hopefully things start to change in the United States as far as anti-Semitism is concerned.
And that is where we leave it. I was going to join the conversation, but I realized that we would have run out of time long ago. We wouldn't have even got through one story, though. So, that's where we're going to leave it today, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow. Thank you so much.
God bless, guys.
You too. Have a wonderful evening.